Hi, cuties. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today we are back in the studio. I'm back in my comfy chair. It's kind of like quote-unquote studio. It's literally just an extra room in my house that I have claimed as my studio, but it's actually not like a proper studio. It's just a room, but it's my studio nonetheless, and we're back in it after a month of being in Europe. I feel like I have so much to fill you guys in on, even though I have been keeping you updated on Europe. I'm not going to talk too much about Europe because I did 3 full episodes while I was over in Europe, and I feel like I explained pretty much everything that I need to in terms of like details on the trip. But there's a few things I want to say. And then also, I just got back from UW-Madison, which is a college that a few of my friends go to. And I had myself a weekend. I had myself a holla weekend. Spooky, scary, skeleton. The day that this is going up is the day after Halloween. So I hope everybody had an amazing Halloween, whether you actually celebrated something on Halloween or your like previous weekend was like Halloween celebration. I hope you guys had fun. And if you didn't do anything, don't feel bad about it because I kind of wish I wouldn't have. I have no plans for this episode or like no outline or script or things that I know that I want to talk about. Like there is some things that I know I want to talk about, but like not that I've written any of them down. So this may be another chaotic ass episode, and I'm sorry for that, but also not sorry because I feel like these are my best episodes when I just sit down and talk about my life and really just get a little bit feral with it. So enjoy. Please rate and review the pod if you haven't already, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, and if you are watching the YouTube version visually. Hi, don't I look so cute and sexy? I look like shit. I've been going through it, guys. I need to get into all of this. But if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, turn on those post notifications. Guys, it's this fucking lemonade from Panera. This charged lemonade, which I just posted a TikTok and I feel like I should delete it. I posted a TikTok of me explaining how these literally make me feel like I'm insane. Like they feel like I'm doing, not that I've ever done, I've never done any drugs besides, you know, the usual, but I can't say shit like that because it leaves things really open-ended. I was talking about these Panera charged lemonades and I was saying that they make me feel like I'm on crack cocaine, and, you know, I was saying how much caffeine they have and how I love them and all that shit. And apparently some girl died from drinking these. She had like a heart condition and then she drank one and she like didn't know how much caffeine was in it, and then she went into cardiac arrest. So that's kind of fucked. Rest in peace to her, and my thoughts and my prayers are with her friends and family. I did not mean to post this at a bad time. See, like I should delete it. Like I don't know. I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at myself for being so like unaware of what's going on that I just post shit at the worst times always. This is not the first time that something like this has happened. I love to just post TikToks and then people in the comments are like, bro, take this down. I'm like, fuck. Okay, I'm off my fucking ass on this drink right now. I'm sorry. I literally sound like I'm drunk. I'm just hyped up and I'm so happy to be back talking to you guys in my normal setting. I loved the Europe episodes with Noah and everything, but there's something, I don't know, like I couldn't really unleash my true potential there for some reason in the podcasting space. So we're back. I am already all over the place. Oh my God. Okay, so first thing that I kind of want to talk about is Europe. Once again, I know I already did 3 Europe episodes and there is not really much more to say, but I just wanted to conclude by saying that trip was so amazing, but it literally beat my ass down into the ground. I wasn't even like going out. Like normally when people go overseas like that, I mean, not normally, but I feel like a lot of people like around my age, like if they were to go overseas without their parents or something, they'd be like going out clubbing, like all that stuff. And you know, we didn't really do that, so like we weren't even like, we were living a healthy lifestyle over there, minus all the pasta and the pizza and the tiramisu and the gelato and all of it. We were living a pretty healthy lifestyle, but I feel like I died during that trip still. Like I got back, y'all, and I did not take a minute. I think it was the fact that I didn't rest afterwards, and now I'm like a week out. Like I got back a week ago and I'm still feeling jet lagged and I'm still feeling like I need to like get back into my normal routine and everything like that. Like I'm having a really hard time adjusting because of the fact that I got home from Europe, had one day at home, and then immediately turned around and went to visit my friends at college for a Halloween weekend. And, you know, when I go there, it's not, you know, a restful time. It's not a healthy time. It's a fucking feral, outrageous time. And I love it. I love it. I love seeing all my friends. I love having fun. I love meeting new people because, like, I don't get to experience that because I'm not in school. So, like, it's great when I go and do that. But, like, girl, I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. After I got back from visiting my friends, I got back on Sunday. And Sunday night, I slept for 14 hours. I went to bed at like 11:30 p.m. and I slept for 14 hours, which is kind of outrageous, but I needed it. I needed it so bad. But like the worst part about that is I didn't even wake up feeling well rested. I felt like I could have slept for like another day and a half straight. Like I'm still tired. And last night I got a lot of sleep too. I didn't get 14 hours again, but I got like at least 10 or 11, like way more sleep than I normally get. So I'm just gonna kind of let myself sleep like as long as I need to this like rest of the week, and then I'll get back on my grind because like I know that I need to sleep. I can literally feel it. Like the only reason I have energy right now is because of this damn lemonade, and I can't be drinking those every day, especially with the recent news. That kind of freaks me the fuck out. After I already drank this whole thing, I'm like, okay. But yeah, I don't even know exactly what I was talking about or trying to get at with that. Basically, I'm just tired, and I did the damn thing last weekend, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about it. I don't really have any like crazy funny stories, or like I don't really want to sit here and like talk through the entire weekend, because I know that I do that a lot. Like when something happens, like I'll just talk through every fucking detail about it, like around surrounding it or whatever. And I think that's entertaining and fun, but I kind of feel like that isn't necessary for what my weekend was, I guess. So this weekend had been planned for months, because if you guys don't know, my best friend Ryan, she moved to Florida. But before she moved to Florida, we took a second to look at when her birthday, like what day her birthday fell on this year, because her birthday is October 28th. So it's always very close to our Halloween weekend. And we were like, okay, let's make a plan that you come here and like visit for your birthday, and then we'll go to Madison and visit our friends for Halloween and celebrate your birthday and Halloween and everything like that. So this has been planned for literally months. Like I said, like before everybody went to school, we were already talking about how we were going to be visiting them on Halloween. So it's been a plan, whatever. She came home from Florida while I was still in Europe, and then I got home from Europe on Wednesday. I got back like Wednesday night, and then I had Thursday to rest, and then we left Friday morning for Madison. When we left Friday morning, I was driving because obviously she doesn't have her car. Her car is in Florida at her house. So I leave to go pick her up at her cousin's house because she was staying with her cousins. I leave, right? I leave at like noon or somewhere around there. I drive all the way to her cousin's house, and right when I get into the driveway, I realize, oh my fucking God, I forgot my bag. Like I forgot my little carry-on suitcase that I packed all of my Halloween costumes in. I packed, you know, like my makeup, my toiletries, everything that I needed for that weekend, I forgot. So I had to, well, once I picked her up, we had to go back to my dad's and pick up my suitcase. And then we got it. Everything was good. We went to Jimmy John's because we wanted Jimmy John's. We get halfway to Jimmy John's and I'm like visualizing my costumes in my head. I'm thinking about, you know, how I'm going to do my hair. I'm like looking, just like visualizing how I'm going to look in my costumes just because I was excited for Halloween. And then like, yeah, halfway to Jimmy John's, I realized I forgot my black boots that I was wearing for both of my costumes. And I was like, fuck, Ryan, I have something to tell you. We have to go back to my dad's and get my boots. She was like, oh my God, you're so dumb. Like, why are you like this? But we got our Jimmy John's. We went back to my dad's. And then at some point, you know, before we were actually on the highway, like heading out of town, I looked down at like my little gas meter thing, like whatever it tells you how much gas you have left. And I'm like, ooh, Ryan, I have some more bad news. I need to get gas too. So we had to get gas. We had to go back to my dad's house twice. Like it was just off to a terrible start. Like I was forgetting everything. And then we had to go to Walmart because we needed to buy an air mattress, which we didn't even end up using because we slept on a couch all weekend instead of an air mattress. So it was a little bit of, how do you say, a fucking shit show, like right off the bat. After my few little inconveniences that I caused, we headed out of town. The drive was fine. We get to Madison and I was staying, or I did stay, or we did stay at this girl's apartment that I had only met one other time, and it happened to be maybe when I was completely, I don't want to say it, blacked out. The only time I've ever met this girl is when I was completely blacked out. And you guys might be like, whoa, that's a crazy like idea that you had. Like, what made you want to stay with this girl? Which, by the way, I love this girl so fucking much now. Like, now that we got to know each other, like, for real, love you, Ella. Thank you so much for letting us stay. You're precious. But the reason that I had to stay at this girl's apartment and the reason that I had to ask her to stay at her apartment was because you're not allowed to sleep in the dorms during Halloween weekend. Like, the dorms were going on like full lockdown because they do it a few times a year, like when there's going to be a lot of people visiting. I don't know why they do it. It seems stupid to me, but I guess it kind of makes sense. Like, they just don't want like a bunch of like drunk, you know, freshmen in the dorms and like shit like that, like having everybody stay there and whatnot. But yeah, so my friends let me know that I couldn't stay in their dorm, which is what I had been doing like other times that I visited. So I was like, all right, I really need to figure this out. I was thinking about like who I know in Madison that's like a year older than me that would have an apartment or a house by now. And, you know, I just couldn't muster up anybody. There is like nobody in the grade above me that went to school here. I mean, there is, but nobody that I'm like close friends with that I would like ask to stay at their house and like feel comfortable with doing that. You know what I mean? So I started doing some thinking and I immediately remember this girl that I met the first weekend that everybody moved into college and I went down to visit. I remember this girl that I met who is in my grade, like she's a freshman this year, but she doesn't go to like UW-Madison. She goes to like the tech school there. So she doesn't have to live on campus like in a dorm. She's able to like live in an apartment or whatever, and that's what she's doing. So I was like, shit, like this might be my only option. I feel so bad asking because like I hate being that bitch that's like, can I please like sleep at your house and I don't even know you? Like, that just, I felt so bad asking. But after talking to like a few of my other friends who are also friends with her, like this isn't just like a random girl, like this girl is like friends with all of my friends, and I knew that we'd all be together. Like, even if I went off and was with my friends, I would still end up seeing this girl that I was staying at her apartment. Like, it was all like everybody's friends, right? Like, my friends are friends with her, now I'm friends with her, and I'm friends with my friends. So it's just like, it's a big mix, right? It made sense. So I started talking to a few of my friends that are good friends with her at this point, and I'm like, guys, like, do you think it'd be weird if I like asked her? Like, I don't want her to be like, what the fuck, but like whatever. And they were like, literally, she's the sweetest person ever, she wouldn't care at all. So I just ended up asking her, and she was like, yeah, of course, like whatever, like you need a place to stay, like I'm here. And I literally fucking love you, thank you so much, because I don't really know what I would have done. There's hotels in the area, but I was in Europe the whole month leading up to this, obviously, and I wasn't thinking about where I was gonna stay. I kind of was, but I was like, I'll figure it out when the time comes. So I just kind of pushed it off and like didn't think about it. And then by the time I was like, okay, damn, I really need to think about where I'm staying, I looked at hotel prices and it was literally like $400 a night. And I was like, I'm not paying $800 to sleep in Madison for two nights just to like not even be in my hotel that much, like only to be in my hotel to like go to sleep. Like, I'm not doing that. So that's why I had to find somebody to stay with, because I was not paying for a hotel. And also, I had two other friends. I don't even give a fuck. Like, I'm saying this, which, I don't know, could cause some issues. But also, I don't care, because you guys lied to me. Like, just tell the fucking truth. My biggest pet peeve with people, especially people that I consider my friends, don't lie to me. I don't care if you have other plans. I don't care if you don't want me to stay with you. I don't care if you don't want to see me. I don't care if you don't want to talk to me. I don't care what the situation is. Do not lie to me, especially when there is a 100% chance that I'm going to find out that you're lying. I have no respect for you if you're lying to me and I find out that you're lying to me and then you just act like it never happened. Like, what the fuck? Basically, what I'm getting at is I have two other friends who I consider really good friends of mine that also live in my hometown. They don't like go to school anywhere, like they live here. I see them quite frequently. I consider them good friends. And they hit me and Ryan up when they knew that, like when they found out that they were going to Madison and that we were. And they asked us originally, like, if we wanted to get a hotel with them, like if we wanted to stay with them. And I was like, yeah, I'm honestly down for whatever. Like, I don't really care. Like, I just need a place to stay, basically. And this was like a month, maybe like a month and a half before Halloween weekend even was. So it was a very long time ago. And then slowly, as time started creeping up, Ryan would like text in the group chat and be like, hey, like, you know, like, are you guys getting a hotel? Like, are we still gonna stay together? Like, blah, 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 whatever. And they basically said that they booked a hotel, but it was a one bed hotel and there wasn't gonna be room for us even to sleep on the floor, which we mentioned. They basically just said to get our own room, which is funny as fuck because four boys ended up staying in their room, which also had two beds in it and a pullout couch. So there's technically three beds in this hotel room, which I ended up going to this weekend. And I was like, oh, so like this is where I should have been staying, right? I don't even give a fuck. Like, you guys can text me if you're watching this, if you're listening, and you want to hash things out. Because what the fuck are you lying? Like, just be like, hey, like the boys are sleeping in our hotel room with us. You took too long to like answer. We didn't make a plan. Like, I would have been like, I fully understand. But to sit there and be like, we have a one bed. We have a one bed hotel room and there isn't room for you guys. And then to have literally my boyfriend sleep in your hotel room is crazy. That's crazy. I hope you guys can see how crazy that is. I'm literally talking directly to them. Like, text me, figure it out. Cause what the fuck? I feel like maybe I shouldn't have talked about that, but also I don't care because like, I'm not hurt over it. I just thought it was really fucking funny. I do quickly want to explain what I meant by my boyfriend was staying in their hotel room because that might be a little confusing, might seem a little off. It's not off. It's not weird. Basically, these two girls who have been best friends of mine since, you know, I was a little baby child, right? One of them is dating my boyfriend's best friend and the other one is, it's just like a big friend group. Like, I'm a part of this friend group, but honestly, it's like those two girls and like, it's not weird at all. It's just like, there's these four guys who are friends with, you know, it's like a whole friend group. It's not weird. Like, I would never feel weird about them like staying together. Like, it's not weird at all, trust me. But yeah, so my boyfriend's best friend is dating one of my best friends, who's one of the girls that I was supposed to stay with. And she invited him and his friends, which includes my boyfriend. So then they ended up staying with them. It's not weird, but that's what happened. I also didn't see them that often because if you guys know anything, okay, I'm like so ahead of myself. Just let's rewind. I'll come back to this in a second. So we make it to the apartment. We find a parking garage. One of my friends, Elise, she came with her like new college friends and met me with Ella. So like I got to see her right away. They like all came up to Ella's apartment with us and we just kind of like hung out for a second. Ella also had three other friends staying with her, like her hometown friends. She had staying at her apartment too. So it was like a whole fucking, there were so many people. There was so, like, it was such a good weekend, but it was just like a lot. It was a lot. There was a lot of girls in one room. Well, it wasn't technically in one apartment because also Ella has other roommates that are in there. So it was just a lot. So we're in the apartment. We put our stuff down. Some of the girls end up going to Starbucks and Target. And then I just stayed at Ella's apartment with Ryan. And then Elise stayed with us, which is like my hometown friend that's now friends with Ella. So we just chill out for a little bit. And then after like 45 minutes, we end up going over to the dorms to meet with our other hometown friends. And we decided on going to dinner that night. So we met up with them. We showed Ryan the dorm and everything because she had never been there before. And then we all went to dinner. I got some chicken tendies, but they were like tossed chicken tenders. They were so gas. It was like barbecue tossed chicken tenders. And then, well, me and Elise split that and a Reuben sandwich, which was kind of, I don't know how I felt about the Reuben, but we ate and then we ended up going back. They went back to the dorms and we went back to Ella's. And then after dinner, it was basically time to start getting ready for whatever our Halloween plans were going to be that night. This night, me and Ryan were being Men in Black, which if you guys don't know, it's like the movie with Will Smith. It's like from like the 90s, I think. And it's like them basically being agents, like alien agents and like fighting the aliens and like saving the world. It was basically just like a cute little costume. I don't really love the movie. Actually, I do love the movie, but yeah, we just wanted to be Men in Black because it's cute. So we dress up, we do our makeup, get ready, all of that. We're looking hot, we're feeling good. And then a bunch of girls come over to Ella's for the pregame. She always hosts the pregame, apparently. Like, she always has people over because she is one of the only ones with an apartment. So there's like room for everybody. So there was probably like 10 to 15 girls that came over. And some of them I had already known from like my previous times visiting. Some I had never met before, but met them. They're all super sweet girls. Had so much fun with them. So we hang out at Ella's for like an hour or so, and then we decide to hit the town. And I'm trying to think, what was our first move? Did we go straight to, yeah, we Ubered straight to Fiji, which is a frat. And I don't even know, like, there isn't even like stories to tell you. It was pretty fun there, but we ended up not staying long just because it wasn't actually that fun. But once we got to the other frat, we kind of decided that the first one was more fun and some people went back. It's really hard to keep, obviously, everybody together. So I ended up with just like a few girls and other girls, ended up with a few girls. Like, it's impossible to keep 20 bitches together, like, at a frat or literally anywhere. Like, that'd be impossible. So we Ubered to Fiji. We stayed there for probably, like, only 10, 15 minutes. And then whatever group I was with, we decided to Uber. No, we decided to walk to a different, I don't even know what it was. I think it was, like, Beta fucking Pi Alpha, fuck that shit. Guys, I don't get it. I love these girls, right? I love these girls so much, but they're very like, is this bad to say? Like, I'm not meaning this in a bad way at all, but I'm very like, I'd rather have a night out with my friends and like go to like a house party where I know like more of the people, or like you can actually get the opportunity to get to know the people there, because it's not like so much going on and the music isn't so loud that you can't even like have a conversation with somebody. I would much rather enjoy, I'd much rather do that than like go to these frats with like hundreds of people. It's just like a bunch of bitches that are trying to get these, sorry, I sound like such not a girl's girl, but like all of these girls that like all they care about is getting attention from boys. Like, I'm sorry, like that's kind of what it is. And like these frat guys are just like no. Sorry. I bet there is some like fun, nice ones, and like if you became friends with them, like sick, whatever, but like if you're not friends with them, I don't get the point of going to frats, because it's like all of these girls are like fighting for their fucking lives. It's just like a competition of who looks the hottest, and like I just like don't really care about that stuff. I don't care about like going and getting into like the best frats and like all that. Like, if I was in college, I would much rather like make a solid group of friends, have like a solid group of guy friends that like we hang out a lot, and like if somebody's having a house party, like we'll go there together and like have a nice night. I don't care about like these frats, and I don't care about, you know, this like status. There's like a status to it. There's like, oh, who can get into like the best frats and all that, and it's just like I don't care about that. So it wasn't honestly like the most fun for me, but it was really fun being with all the girls. And at these like frat parties, it was pretty much like a ratio of probably like 30-1 girls. Like, there was like 30 girls for every one guy there was, because like if you know anything about frats, like the only guys in that frat party are the guys in the fraternity, or like they're very close friends. Like, random guys are not getting into frats. And that's why I was so kind of thrown off when I found out that my boyfriend was coming with these girls that were supposed to be with us, like our friends. Like, I thought they were gonna be hanging out with the girls because it's kind of gonna be like a girls weekend. And then like I wasn't mad, obviously. Like, I'm glad that Leo came, my boyfriend came, and him and his friends were able to find something to do. But I knew right off the bat that they weren't going to be able to come to like the things that we were going to. And I already like had these plans for 3 months that I was going to hang out with my girls. Like, if it would have been a different circumstance, I would have rathered, and I definitely would have just stayed with Leo and like done whatever he did. But since like this was so pre-planned, I was with my girlfriends, and we planned, like, they had plans of going to the frats, they had plans of going to like these different house parties and stuff already. So like I knew that I had to stay with them, even if like I didn't necessarily like, not I wanted to. But like, it just made things weird because like my boyfriend was there and he wasn't going to be able to get into these frats. And then I felt like a shitty person for like going to these frats when like my boyfriend couldn't. But it was fine, whatever. It just kind of put me in like an awkward and uncomfortable position, because I was like, I don't want this to seem like I'm here and I don't care that you're here. And like, I don't want it to seem like I don't want to be with you or spend time with you. But like, this has been pre-planned. Like, I'm supposed to be with my girlfriends this weekend and like tag along with them. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. But yeah, we went to the first frat. It was just like weird. It's literally like 30-1 like ratio. It's like 30 girls for every single like frat boy. And it's just like, I mean, I like that. If I was a guy, I would honestly much rather, I'd feel much safer about my girlfriend going to a frat for a party versus going to a bar or something, because of how many girls are at frats. Like, it's literally just a bunch of girls, which makes you feel like kind of good. Like, it's kind of fun. Like I said, I just had fun with the girlies. I think I talked to like two guys that entire night, and they were guys that like, one I knew from like my hometown, but like I didn't even have like a real conversation with them. And then the other one was like one of my friends' new guy friends that like one of their roommates went to high school with, that like I met the first weekend I was here, and like I saw a familiar face, so I was like, hey, because like I didn't know fucking anybody, so I was like, oh hey, what's up, like I know you actually. So like it was just a bunch of girls, which I loved, honestly. But it was just like, it's so weird. So we were at one frat. We left to go to a different frat. Everybody got lost. I had to pee so bad. The second frat we went to was just like outside in a tent. And there was like heaters in the tent because like it was literally like 20 degrees outside. That's a little dramatic. Maybe like 35, 40. It was like super cold out. And we're all dressed like hookers. So we're all freezing and we get to this frat and we see that it's outside in the back under a tent. I was like, if that tent isn't the warmest tent I've ever felt, I'm fucking leaving and I'm going back home. Like I'm driving 2 hours home right now. Not actually, obviously, but it did end up being warm in there. And on the walk there, I was about to piss myself like the entire time. And I was like, oh my God, guys, like I literally can't hold this. Like I need to pop a squat. And I was like, they're like, no, just like hold it, whatever. And I was like, okay, I'll just hold it. We get to this frat and I'm standing there for like 10 minutes only. And I'm literally like shaking, about to pee myself. I'm like clenched. I'm so clenched that like I can barely walk because I had to go so bad. And I literally look at Ryan and I'm like, I am going to piss myself standing up right now in this fucking tent at this frat house if I don't go to the bathroom right now. So we walk out. I'm like, come with me, please. So we walk out of the tent. I look around. The yard is like gated off with like brick walls and shit because like it's like exclusive. You need like a text to be able to get into this like frat and like they can't just have it open because like people would just come in. So like you need to go through a certain area that like you literally show, like I think it's like the pledges that do it. It's like a bouncer, but like you show them a text, you show them something, or like you mention somebody's name of somebody that's in the frat and then you get in. So I was like, oh my God, like I don't know where to go. I can either like what do? I can't go in the house. Like the house was blocked off. So I look around. I need to do some quick thinking because I am about to piss myself. And I'm like, okay, looking around, I'm scanning the yard. There's so many people everywhere. And I see a deck, you know, a wooden deck. You open the back door, you walk out. You can just look at the beautiful yard with all of the drunk bitches in it. I look at the deck. I analyze the deck. And I'm like, you know what? I could definitely fit under there. I climb under this deck, you guys. Not like climb under. It was probably like 3.5, 4 feet tall. So I'm squatting, like crawling under the deck. And then there's a bunch of cases of sparkling liquid death cases. Like so much liquid death. It's built like a wall. It's like perfect. I'm like, oh, this is literally made to be a bathroom. There's a barricade. Nobody can see me. I'm squatting under a fraternity's deck right now. Help. What the fuck am I doing? I need to go home. What is going on? After that, nothing really like crazy happened. Me and my friend pulled a little slick lick. We hit a lick on someone, don't know who, but I stole a bottle of Burnett's for no reason. Nobody needed that bottle of Burnett's, but I saw the opportunity. It arose and I had to go for it. So that happened. It was actually really slick, but I did trip and fall on my way out. Like I grabbed it and I started running. And there was like, you know how like tents, there's like cables that like attach to stakes and like the stakes go into the ground. So there's like the tent and then there's like just like random, there's like random things that is like very, very big hazard, a tripping hazard, if you will. I'm running with this bottle that I just stole and I trip over the fucking stakes in the ground. I lost my gun, which not real gun. I lost my fake gun for my Men in Black costume. Very sad, but I had to just keep going because at that point I was just too far in. I was embarrassed. I just ate shit in front of a lot of people. So I went back into the tent and I brought my gift. It was like offering. I brought my offering, my peace offering. I was like, here, guys, I got you some. Enjoy it. At this point in the night, I was with like 3 of my hometown friends, including Ryan, and then some other girls and also Ella and her friends. Like the girls' apartment that I was staying at, her hometown friends were all here at the same time as us. So I was like, okay, like we can all go back now. But then for some reason, me and my friend Navy and then my other friend Ella, not the girl with the apartment, but my other friend Ella that's like from my hometown, and Ryan, we decided it would be fun to stop by this like apartment party that was happening. Don't know why we did that. It was so dumb, like when we got in there and like everybody was just like, why are they here type of vibe. So was like, oh, perfect, perfect. I love this so much. So we were there for like probably 15, 20 minutes max. And then we went home. We went to bed and then we woke up in the morning and Ryan was not feeling well whatsoever. She was kind of going through it. She was basically just really anxious and kind of just like wanted to go home, like didn't want to be there anymore. So she ended up having her cousins come and pick her up, which I felt so bad about because it was literally on her birthday and I felt so bad that she didn't feel good enough to like stay and hang out with us. It also kind of not fucked me over. Oh, sorry, I just punched this. But it kind of was like, I don't know, a little weird for me because now it was just like me and these three girls that I don't really know that well that are all like hometown besties that like know each other so well. And I kind of felt like out of place, but they were all super cool and it was a fine time. Nothing was like awkward or anything. It just was kind of like, oh, like I'm just gonna be alone now, but it's okay. I'm glad that she went home versus like being there and like being miserable. So we woke up in the morning, we got Canes with our hometown friends and then Ryan left. And then, oh, it was game day. Yeah, it was game day. So the tailgates were starting. So we started getting ready for the tailgates after I got back from Canes. The first thing we went to was, where did we go first? Oh, we went to our friend's. I actually don't know whose house it was, but our friend invited us. And it was just like an outside party type of thing. Like everybody's playing like games and shit and like drinking, having a good time, sparking up conversation. And I knew so many people here. Like I literally walked in this backyard and I just felt at home. I just felt so at home. There was like my boyfriend was there with all of his friends, which I previously knew. That's why I really wanted to go to this place. They were there. The guys in my grade that don't go to this school, but like my hometown guy friends were there. All my girlfriends were there. There was like other people there. There was people from different schools like in my area that were there. And it was just like so comforting. Like I saw so many people that I knew that I haven't seen in so long. And it was actually a lot of fun. But of course, these girls wanted to go to the fucking frats again. So I tag along with them. We go to Fiji again, but during the day. And it's basically just like club music, like frat music. Everybody's dancing, everybody's drinking, everybody's having a great time, a great old time. It's just a lot going on. I really wish that I would have just stayed at that other house, but all my friends were going, so woohoo. After that frat, we stopped at a different frat, and then me and my friend Grace were not going to the football game where all of my other friends were. So we Ubered back to the hotel that I was talking about in the beginning, the hotel that my boyfriend was staying at, that my two girlfriends were staying at. We Ubered back to this hotel while all the other girls walked to the game. So we get to the hotel. I take like a fucking fat nap. I ordered Dairy Queen. I got like a cheeseburger. It was fire. Just like chill there for a little bit. And then it's time for me to Uber back to Ella's apartment so that I can get ready for Halloween. Because at this point, it's like 8 p.m. and the Halloween plans are at 10 and I need to get ready. I feel so disgusting. I just slept. I'm tired. I'm like low-key hungover from that day already somehow. So I go to book an Uber. It's like 3 miles from Ella's apartment, like where their hotel was. It was like really inconvenient, but I go to book an Uber. Guys, I really do not mean to be mean, but when I tell you guys, the Uber driver that like accepted my ride or whatever was the scariest person I have ever seen. I'm not lying. I literally canceled the Uber because I was like, I cannot go with this guy. He looks terrifying. So weird. And I'm sorry, like I was Ubering alone already, which is kind of freaky if you're a girl. It was still like not like late at night or anything. So like I felt a little bit safer about it. But like I wanted somebody that didn't at least terrify me just to look at him. You know what I mean? Like I wanted someone that like I felt a little comfortable with. So I cancel the ride request and I do another one. Guess who the fuck accepts it? Him. So I was like, you know what? It's gonna be fine. He doesn't choose the way that he looks. You know what I mean? Like he's just a little funny looking. He's probably a nice guy, right? So I get picked up by him. I get in his car. It just smells like Burger King. Like he is just eating like 3 cheeseburgers. And I was like, okay, fine. This dude is fucking innocent. He's just eating his cheeseburgers, you know, doing his Uber like thing. It's fine. And then I start listening to what's on the radio. And I kid you not, I don't think I've told anybody about this. I kid you not, he's listening to like a true crime podcast about murderers. And I'm like, okay. I'm like sitting back there, I'm like listening, like I'm starting to freak out. Not because I was actually scared, like this guy was fucking fine. You know, I like true crime too. If I was an Uber driver at nighttime and I was scary, looking and I was Ubering a little bitch in the back, I probably wouldn't have on a true crime podcast just for, you know, the rider's comfort or whatever. But I was listening to this and I was like, okay, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. That's the craziest aux I've ever heard in an Uber. True crime podcast that's talking about somebody getting murdered while I'm in a stranger's car. Like, wow. Wow, crazy. But I made it safe. I shared my location with like three of my friends. I'm like, I'm in this guy's Uber. Like, please follow my ride. Like, I'm fucking scared. But I make it back and it's time to start getting ready. So I get ready. I'm Freddy Krueger this night. Perfect. Fine. I actually love the costume and I want to depop it and sell the entire thing to somebody for like a good deal because I obviously am never going to wear it again. I mean, maybe I would. I definitely would. But I don't know. I like to be different every year, so we'll see. But I'm thinking about depopping the entire costume because I think it would be fun for one of you guys to be able to purchase it for next year. But Freddy Krueger, I get ready in like 30 minutes. I'm stressed out, bro. I'm like tweaking to get ready because like it took me too long to get home. I did not have enough time to get ready. But once we all got ready, we walked over to the dorms to meet I'm all over the place. I've also been talking for so long and I didn't even want to get into this weekend this much, but I am. So here we go. Once we're done getting ready, me and Ella and then Ella's hometown friends walk over to the dorms to meet with the rest of the girls that like live in the dorms. And then we walk to this house party. We like split up. It's like me and my like hometown friends, we go to one party and then like all the other girls who are kind of hometown friends, there's like a few of them that aren't, but like most of these girls like all went to like school in the same area-ish or like knew each other previous to being in college. So they all go to this different house party that has like their hometown friends and we go to this one with our hometown friends. And I was kind of like got weird vibes in the beginning, but once like conversation started flowing, I like told my boyfriend and the other guys and like the other girls to come, and some other people came and like our grade hometown guy friends came. Once there was more people there that I recognized and I knew, I had a good time. But we literally stood in a kitchen all night and I had so much more fun than I had the previous night being at the frats. Like so much more fun. So much more fun, even though I stood in the same kitchen all night. It was way more fun. So that's kind of how my plans went. That's literally the only place we went all night, or like at least I did. I stayed with like two people all night, I believe. And then my friend Ella, the girl's apartment that I'm staying at, I keep trying to clarify because I also have like 14 friends named Ella at this point. So it's hard probably to keep track of them all from your guys' perspective. But yeah. Apartment Ella, that's what I'll call her. Apartment Ella, she came and met up with the other Ella and my friend Navy, and Elise was there, but Elise had left and she went somewhere. But Ella came to meet with us and then I walked back with Ella and the other girls and, you know, we got home and we went to bed and that's pretty much what happened. There's like more that happened the next day and stuff, but I feel like that isn't really relevant and I need to end this podcast. It's literally Halloween and I wanted to hand out candy to trick-or-treaters and it's already 4:46 and trick-or-treating started 45 minutes ago and I need to get out there. It's also snowing though today. I don't know if people are gonna be like trick-or-treating that crazily. Like, I don't know. It's freezing. Why is it snowing? And it's only October. I hate this place. I hate it so much. But yeah, Halloween weekend was very fun. It was a lot and it drained me because I went to bed at like 3 a.m. both nights, like woke up pretty early. Just, it was a lot. That's probably why I slept for 14 hours when I got home, but it was a good time. I do want to say though, I feel like there's such a pressure during things like Halloween weekend and, you know, I don't know what else, like New Year's kind of has that same like similar vibe. There's so much pressure to like have plans and to be invited to parties and to have friends to go out with and to, you know, have plans to wear your cute costume to and everything. And I just want to say that like it's okay if you didn't have Halloween plans this year and it's okay if you don't have Halloween plans next year. Honestly, like there's so much hype around it and yes, it can be so much fun, but also it's kind of just the same as every other weekend. I feel like there's so much FOMO and I feel like that's a big reason like there wasn't even a thought in my head that I could miss Halloween weekend because I was like, I already don't really have fun with like friends in that type of way because I'm not in college and all of my friends are. Like I already was like having FOMO, like I already have FOMO fucking constantly because it's like I'm at home, all my friends are having fun at college with their new friends. And that's like something that I've, you know, slowly been able to deal with and like come to terms with and like realize that I'm actually not missing out that bad. And everybody is struggling with some sort of thing, regardless of what situation they're in. Some people at college may, you know, want to move home super bad. They hate what's going on at college. And then, like, I want to go to college. I actually don't want to go to college at all. But it's like, you could say that, like, maybe I want the college experience. So, like, you know, maybe I would. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's happy, like 100% happy with where they're at. And I just want to say that it's okay if you didn't have fucking Halloween plans. And that's perfectly fine. There is so much pressure. I need to take these headphones off. I feel like there's so much pressure around Halloween weekend and other weekends, like I said, like New Year's and shit. But it's okay. It is okay. Just, you know, sometimes it's better to stay home. You know, a lot of stupid shit happens on big weekends like that, big party weekends, big, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's perfectly okay. And I know it can suck. And I have so much FOMO, like, constantly. I'm always having FOMO, you guys. And I want to do a whole episode on FOMO and just, like, you know, feeling like you're not living your life to the fullest, or feeling like you're passing up on opportunities, or feeling like you aren't taking advantage of being young and being fun and being hot and, like, living your best life. I want to do a whole episode on that. But I just wanted to tell you guys that if you didn't have plans this year, it's fucking okay. And it's not that deep. And, you know, in 2 days, Halloween is over. Like, I feel like at the end of this week, like, Halloween's over. You have an entire year to forget about Halloween and just live your best life until then. So, like, it isn't the end of the world. It's okay. I honestly, no, I'm glad that I did something. But, like, if I would have missed it, it would not have been the end of the world. And I need you guys to realize that. Like, if you don't have people in your life that, like, genuinely care about you and, like, you genuinely can, like, be yourself around and have fun with, it's almost better to not do anything than to be with those people and, like, force yourself to go to these plans that, like, you don't even actually give a fuck about. So there's that. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Next episode, I don't know. I kind of want to just sit. I didn't really plan on talking through the whole weekend, but I guess I did. And now I don't really have time to go in on, like, personal shit. But I feel like there's something in the air. Like, a lot of people that I've talked to, like, everybody's going through something right now, and I feel like we need to talk about it. So next episode might be about, like, FOMO, and then also, like, what the hell is in the air, because I just feel like everything is falling apart, and I want to talk about it with you guys, but I don't have time today. So I love you guys. I'll talk to you in the next episode, every single Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and visually on YouTube. Seriously, love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening to this fucking podcast every single week. Like, you are my favorite people in the whole world. Like, I love everybody that, like, tunes into, like, my social posts, my YouTube videos, my TikTok stuff, my Instagram stuff. But, like, the podcast people, the people that listen to the podcast and watch the podcast, y'all are my favorite. So I fucking love you, and I will see you, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.